I'm Katie, K-A-T-I-E. My last name is Miller.
And you're part of the coalition of people that are working to defend the clinic.
Yeah, I'm personally with the ISO, the International Socialist Organization.
Uh-huh.
We're one of the groups that called out the demo, and then 40daysforchoice.com is another one of the groups that's called it out, and then we have support from other activist groups here. Radical Women are here. Some of the peace and justice people are here, and then just activists who've heard about it and wanted to stand up for women's rights. And we welcome anybody and everybody who can come out and help because someone really needs it.
Right. So when and where is this march that you were talking about earlier?
It's going to take place. The clinic is 601 Southwest Moreland in L.A.
Uh-huh.
It's they're going to march around the clinic. It's like a three-block radius, and it'll start here.
I see. So this is a march of the anti-abortionists, and you're calling for people to come and counter that march.
Correct.
I see. Do you want to give me a quick update of the scene?
Yeah, basically what we have is we have a line protecting the clinic. And they're on the other side praying and accosting women as they approach the clinic with their anti-choice literature.
I see.
And we're providing escort safe passage to the women going to and from the clinic.
I see.
And actually, they have some members from Stormfront who are here as well on the side of the anti-choicers.
Stormfront is the Nazi group?
The neo-Nazi group, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, are they carrying any weapons?
Haven't seen any, no.
Because they're known to carry weapons.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, be careful.
All right.
What's the police presence like right now?
Well, the other side, the anti-choicers, have called the police twice, saying that we're preventing them access to the women, and we're just trying to keep the clinic open. They're trying to shut it down.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but the police have said, you know, you stay on your side, the other people stay on their side, you know, you're allowed, both sides are allowed to, you know, say your point of view, but you're not allowed to block access, so we're just trying to help keep the clinic intact.
So are you on one side of the street and they're on the other side?
Yes, we're on the side in front of the clinic, we're on the side closest to the clinic, so we've got that.
What does this tell you about the state of women's rights in this country?
It says that we need a new movement, a new women's movement to defend women's rights. It also shows us that women's health care and the general health care needs to be united. Because when you ghettoize women's health care like this, these clinics are vulnerable to this extreme right bigotry.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the women coming here are working class poor women of color, trying to get safe quality health care that the government will not provide for them. So they're trying to get it at low cost. And, you know, we need a single payer health care system that supports women's health care as well, with abortion included.
Right. And though this is a total health care for women service, they're providing all kinds of services, not just
Absolutely.
Abortion.
Absolutely, all kinds of services. And the literature that these people are handing out is completely not medically correct. I mean, they'll say things in their literature. I took one of the catalogs, and they'll say that birth control is an abortion. They say that there's medical facts that say that if women get an abortion, you can increase your chances of getting breast cancer, ovarian cancer, psychological damage. So the stuff they're passing out is completely lies. They're also saying that they offer counseling services, but all they try to do is dissuade you from getting an abortion, and they don't provide you with any sort of like state services or any kind of follow-up services that these women actually need. So what they're doing is they're actually leading people away from the kind of care that they need.
Uh-huh. And tell me, what kind of groups are there that are attacking the clinic?
What kind of what?
What kind of people, what kind of groups are there that are the anti-abortion folks?
They have Spanish speakers. It's mixed. It's male, female, young, and old. They're physically aggressive. They're kind of like the Minutemen a little bit, as far as like trying to really get in women's spaces and prevent them from coming. It's actually a really mixed crowd that they have, to be honest. Yeah, young, old, Spanish-speaking, monolingual English. Mm-hmm. It's a whole mix, actually.
I see.
They're trying to appeal, they're trying to reach the people who are coming inside, you know what I mean? So, it's mixed it up.
And what is your group doing right now to try to defend the clinic?
We're chanting abortion rights slogans and chants. We have signs to demonstrate that we're on the side of the women entering the clinic, and we're also offering escort safe passage to the women coming to the clinic and going back to their cars.
I see.
And the clinic supports us being here. They've been very supportive of us, and they say that these people have been at this clinic regularly, even outside of this 40 Days for Choice national campaign that they're doing. They're actually running a campaign of hitting about 200 cities in the U.S. for the next 40 days. And they've actually targeted this clinic in particular because it's the only clinic in Los Angeles that provides late-term abortions, third trimester abortions, and it's one of nine in the nation that do. So this is a really important clinic to keep up and defend.
I see.
And, like, women who come here, they're really walking the gauntlet. You know, it's like, they just want to get the health care they need. They want privacy, and they're not able to have that because of these people here.
I see. So what can people do right now to try to help?
People can go to a website that we've created. It's called 40 Days for Choice. It's 40days4choice.com.
Okay.
And what we have up there is where people can sign up for shifts to counter these folks. If people can come during the weekday, that's great. We need smaller numbers during the weekday, but we need a lot of people on Saturdays because that's when they really mobilize.
Mm-hmm.
And then they've pledged they're going to be here from 7 to 7.
And they've been there every Saturday for how long have they been doing this?
Oh, I don't know exactly how long, but the security guards seem to think that they're regular here. I just say they're regular.
I see.
Yeah, they started their national campaign on the 23rd, and we counted them on that day.
Mm-hmm.
And we were able to successfully drive them off on Wednesday, but they were successful in bringing out a lot more people today to the point where we were pretty much even. So if more people can come out and help us on Saturdays, that'd be great. And they're also going to organize an anti-choice march on October 10th, which is Saturday, from 9 a.m. to 12. From 9 a.m. to 12 on the 10th.
I see.
And this will be all on the website. If we could have people participate in that march to counter them on that day, that'd be great, too. We'll be putting something out on Indie Media. We'll post it.
Okay, well, gee, thanks very much for talking with me. And stay safe there.
All right, we will. Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Take care. Bye.